Shanti Mantra on page 50 of Universal Prayers. Hari Om Shamno Mitra Sham Varuna Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shamna Indro Brahaspati Shanno Vishnururukrama Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti 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 Om. May the presiding deity of day be propitious to us. May the presiding deity of night be propitious to us. May the presiding deity of the sense of vision be propitious to us. May the gods of strength and of intellect also be propitious to us. May the all-pervading Lord be propitious. Adoration to Brahman, adoration to Thee, the controller of activities. Thou art verily the visible Brahman. Verily I will declare Thee to be the visible Brahman. The right will I speak, the truth will I speak. May Brahman protect me, may Brahman protect the preceptor. May He protect me, may He protect the preceptor. Om peace. Peace be within us all, peace and harmony be amongst all beings, and peace be everywhere in nature. Good morning. The topic for this morning's study, religion is religion for the present age. In the Eastern tradition, there are many different paths to reach the goal of liberation or salvation. Swami Vivekananda famously said, "Each soul is potentially divine, and the goal is to manifest the divinity. Do it by philosophy, psychic control, work, or worship." Many different paths to reach the same goal. In the Bhagavatam, there is a verse in the section where the sage Kapila gives instructions to a devotee named Devahuti. There, the sage Kapila says, in the earliest epoch of time, Krita Yuga, at that time, the majority of seekers were doing meditation on the ultimate reality described as Brahman in the Upanishads. The Upanishad says that this whole universe, visible universe and everything in it is nothing other than Brahman. Sarvam kalu idam Brahma. Everything is Brahman. But we don't see. We see only names and forms, good and bad people. Everything we see. But the truth is, it is all Brahman. To be able to perceive it as it is, not as it appears, we have to do some kind of spiritual practice. What they were doing in the earliest days was meditation on the self, meditation on Brahman. In the Upanishad, it says one has to meditate on that ultimate reality, Brahman, with a calm, unperturbed mind. That Brahman is the source of everything, the whole universe. Everything comes from it, everything is sustained by it, and everything, whole universe, recedes back into it at the end of the cycle. Sarvam kalavidam brahma tajjala niti shanta upasita. Shanta means with a calm mind, unperturbed mind, we have to meditate on that self. What we meditate, that we become. That is very well known. Whatever we meditate deeply on, consistently for a long time, that will become our nature, we will become that. So we realize that we have always been that self. That was the method the ancient rishis used to follow to reach the goal of realization. That is very difficult. In the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Ramakrishna has explained how they used to do this. In the earliest days, the sages used to live in hermitages in forests, far away from the madding crowd of cities and towns. Every morning, early in the morning, at sunrise, they would get up from their hermitage, go deep into the forest, and sit down for meditation with no other concern. Just only realization of God. There was no other concern for them at that time. No family, no job, no responsibility, no entertainment, nothing. Just only meditation. And their meditation was so deep. It says, it was, the flow of thought was continuous on the divine self, without any interruption by any kind of intruding thought. Tailadharavad avichinnam, that's the term used in the Upanishads. Like the flow of oil from one container to another container, if you want to pour oil or honey, then it goes in a continuous stream, not in drops, unbroken stream. That's how they used to meditate. They would meditate all day. No concern about lunch, breakfast, afternoon tea, no such thing. And when at sunset, they would go back to their hermitage, eat some roots and fruits, whatever was available. Not much fuss about cooking food, etc., and catch some sleep. Next morning, again, the same thing. That was how they were striving for realization in the earliest age, Krita Yuga. Now, it is difficult for us to do that one. Our lifestyle has changed. We can't live like those rishis. Life has become very complex. Later on, in the second age, after Krita Yuga comes Treta Yuga. Treta Yuga is, we are familiar with the Ramayana story, Sri Rama, advent of Sri Rama, the Lord as Sri Rama. That all happened in the Treta Yuga. In the Treta Yuga, the emphasis shifted from pure meditation on the self to performing elaborate Vedic rituals, as described in the Vedas, very elaborate rituals. The sages who used to live in the forest hermitages, they would assemble all the material. They knew how to perform the Vedic rituals, and they would do that rituals. Sometimes when the rishis were doing such elaborate Vedic rituals in their hermitages, some demons used to go and create havoc, disturb them. And Rama and Lakshmana used to go and kill them, take care of the disturbing demons. That all that story we read in the Ramayana, that kind of spiritual practice, elaborate Vedic rituals, that was the dominant spiritual practice in the Treta Yuga. Many people were doing that one. That is difficult for us to do. First of all, we have to assemble a great deal of materials, and we have to know how to do it. Somebody has to chant the mantras. set up the elaborate arrangement, and it is difficult for us to do. That was the second age. Then came the Dwapara Yuga. Dwapara Yuga is when Sri Krishna, Arjuna, Mahabharata, all those things happened. In the Dwapara Yuga, the emphasis shifted to ritualistic worship. First pure meditation, then Vedic rituals, then ritualistic worship, simpler than the Vedic rituals. Ritualistic worship, Pratima Puja. Pratima Puja, Pratima means a symbol or a representation of the divine. We have photographs here of Sri Ramakrishna. We have images. And similarly, we have paintings, photographs, images of other deities. We have images of Ganesha, images of Hanuman, images of Lakshmi, Saraswati, Vishnu, Narayana. All those images have been created based on the vision of the rishis. And those images or some other representation is used to offer worship, chanting Vedic mantras. That was the dominant mode of spiritual practice in the Dwapara Yuga. This kind of image worship can be done in temples or in homes. Individuals can do, families can do in their own homes. They don't have to go to temple. Temples also they do, very elaborate rituals. So that was the method in the Dwapara Yuga. Now we are in the Kali Yuga. In the Kali Yuga, even that is also difficult. Life is becoming complex every day, as we know from our own experience. And Sri Ramakrishna, as he has said many times, the life of man depends on food. Food means all sense objects. Life is very complex. So we cannot do all those things. So what is the way for the present age? People like us, we cannot go to the forest and engage in meditation for 12 hours a day from sunrise to sunset as the rishis, ancient rishis used to do. Not possible for us. And we cannot do very elaborate Vedic rituals as people in the Treta Yuga used to do in the time of Rama. And even ritualistic worship is also difficult. We don't have time. People have to go to work early in the morning and come back late at night. Now there are no, as many of you know, there is no working hours. When I used to work in India for the government of India, there was 9-to-5 job. I'd go to the office at 9 o'clock or 9:30, then I'd go home at 5 or 5:30, then until next morning 9:30, I forgot about the office. That is not the case now. People are always on call. Even in the middle of the night, there are conference calls. Because if you are working for a consulting firm or your client is in India or some other country, when it is day for them, it is night for you. And when the conference call, it means you have to be awake at night to take the conference call. There is no working hour. You are always on the job. You are always on call. So where is the time to do all the ritualistic worship and meditation, all those things? Very difficult. So what is the way? This question was asked many times of Sri Ramakrishna. People used to ask him, sir, what is the way? Many times in the gospel you see this question raised. Almost all the time Sri Ramakrishna would give the same reply. He would say, for Kali Yuga, the best way is the path of devotion as described by Narada. Sage Narada. Narada taught the path of devotion. Narada's path of devotion consisted of constant remembrance of God, constantly chanting the name of God, seeking holy company, and practicing detachment from sensory pleasures and sensory enjoyments and possessions. These were the few instructions that Narada Maharshi gave. Avyavrta bhajanat, by uninterrupted recollection, remembrance of God, by chanting God's name or singing God's glories and following the basic rules of purity. That was very simple. Narada made it very simple. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. He also said the same thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made it very simple for people in the Kali Yuga. The path to realization is very simple. You just have to always chant the name of the Lord. Chant the name of the Lord unceasingly and His glories. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main teaching. That's what he did also. Constantly chanting Krishna's name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is reported to have said somewhere in his teachings, Harer Nama Harer Nama Harer Nama Eva Kevalam Kalau Nastiva 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 Gatiranyatha. In this Kali Yuga, Harer Nama Harer Nama, name of Hari, that alone is sufficient. There is no other way. We need not do any elaborate Vedic rituals or go into the forest for an interpreted meditation. These things we cannot do. Simply chant the name of the Lord constantly. That will purify the mind and pave the way for realization. That was made very simple. In the same way, Prahlada also gave similar instructions. Prahlada gave 9 instructions to how to practice pure devotion to God. Smaranam Kirtanam Vishnu, Sramanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam Atmanivedanam. First thing is constant recollection of God, remembrance of God, Smaranam. Remember God all the time in your own way. That will keep the mind constantly connected with the divine. That is simple. That can be done. That was the first instruction that Prahlada gave. Smaranam. Then Kirtanam. We can chant God's names and glories. We can chant His names. We can chant the mantra. We can chant so many hymns in any language. Hymns can be found in the Vedas. Hymns such as the Purusha Sukta, Narayana Sukta, Devi Sukta, Durga Sukta, Rudram, Chamakam are all Vedic hymns. We can chant them. But chanting Vedic hymns is a little bit difficult. It has to be chanted in a proper way and requires some kind of training. But simpler hymns can be found in the Puranas. We are familiar with many of them. Chandi, which many of you chant, also known as Durga Saptashati or Devi Mahatmyam, described as the glories of the Divine Mother, occurs in the Markandeya Purana. Lilita Sahasranama occurs in the Brahmanda Purana. Like this, Puranas have very many hymns. Hymns can also be found in the Mahabharata. The most famous hymn that is found in the Mahabharata is the Vishnu Sahasranama, 1000 names of Vishnu. These 1000 names of Vishnu were taught by Bhishma to Yudhishthira, Dharmaraja. Dharmaraja asked Yudhishthira, what is one simple way that most people can do that can take us to God? We don't want elaborate spiritual practices, rituals and meditation. They're all difficult for us. Tell us one simple thing that most people can do that will take us to God. That was Dharmaraja's question to Bhishma, Kodharma Sarvadharmanam. What is the best spiritual practice that can be done by anybody? In response to that request of Dharmaraja, Yudhishthira taught him the 1000 names of Vishnu, Vishnu Sahasranama. That many people can chant. Some of you know that one. So like this, chanting of God's name in any way, our mantra, same name over and over again, if you repeat, that becomes japa. Repetition of the same name or mantra over and over again, many, many times, that is called japa. Chanting of many different names, that is parayana or chanting. 1000 names are there for all the deities. Rama's 1000 names, Krishna's 1000 names, Durga's 1000 names, Ganesha's 1000 names, Lalita's thousand, like this, we have lists of thousands of names of all the deities. Your choice, wide variety is available. You can choose any of those lists and chant them. That will purify the mind. When we chant God's name, what happens? Every time I say God's name once, for example, I say Sri Ramakrishna, not even mantra, only name. I say Sri Ramakrishna or Sri Krishna. If I say, what happens? What happens is this. Every time a name is chanted, that leaves an impression in my mind. Impression of what? Impression of the divine name of which I am chanting. Supposing I chant your name, I chant Carol McKernan. If I say, then what happens? In my mind, at that time, my mind is attached to that person. The image will come to my mind. Supposing I say Krishnadi, then what happens? At that moment, my mind is connected with Krishnadi. Her image will come to my mind. If I chant God's name, what happens? Image of God will come to my mind. At that moment, I am connected with the divine. If I chant God's name many, many times, I am constantly in continuous communion with the divine. And those qualities will come to me. That way, mind becomes purified. Chanting of God's name is the simplest discipline procedure that almost everybody can do. Even if you are not in good health, you may not be able to get up and take bath and change our dress and go to the puja room. Wherever we are, in whatever condition we are, we can chant God's name. There are no rules, requirements, or qualification. There is no qualification needed to chant God's name. To perform Vedic rituals, we require qualification. We have to know. We have to have the know-how. We have to have the materials. All of this, none of this is necessary for chanting God's name. That is made very simple. Sranam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. Like this, Prahlada also began with the instruction of constantly remembering God and constantly chanting God's name and singing his glories. This is the same instruction that Sri Ramakrishna also gave. Chant the name of the Lord and his glory unceasingly. So that is the simplest spiritual practice that anybody can follow in this present age. There is a very small Upanishad, just 1.5 pages. Most people have not heard about that. I didn't know about the existence of such an Upanishad until very recently. That Upanishad contains the teachings of Lord Brahma, the creator, to Narada. You know, Narada Rishi, Narada Maharshi, he is known for his traveling in all the three worlds. He goes all over the place, from Vishnu's Vaikuntha to Shiva's Kailasa to Indraloka to Bhuloka, the world of where human beings live, and all other lokas he can go. He does not require any special visa or any permission, and spreads the divine name everywhere in the whole universe. That is his mission. So one day, Narada went to Brahma. Narada asks Brahma, in this Kali Yuga, there are so many obstructions to spiritual life, so many distractions, obstructions, and so much adharmic lifestyle people follow. What is the simplest way to know God, to realize God? That was Narada's question. So I will read some part of the Upanishad. This language is very simple. Dvaparante Naradaha Brahmanam Jagama. At the end of Narada, at the end of Dwapara Yuga, Narada goes to Brahma. Narada Brahmanam Jagama. And they ask a question. Bhagavan Gam Paryatan Kalim Katam Santareyam Iti. Gam Paryatan means traveling all over the world. Gam means the earth. Traveling all over the world as Narada is used to, how can I cross over the age of Kali. How can I reach realization? How can I reach God? That was Narada's question to Brahma. Saho vacha Brahma sadhu prishtosmi. Brahma says to Narada, you have asked the best question. Very good question you have asked. Then he says, sarva shruti rahasyam gopyam tashrunu. Listen to me, the essence of the teachings of all the scriptures. Tachrunu yena kali samsaram tarishasi. By following this one instruction, you will be able to cross over the complexities of Kali Yuga and you will be able to reach God. Simple instruction. Bhagavatah Adi Purushasya Narayanasya Namocharana Matrena Nirduta Kalir Bhavati. Namocharana Matrena, by simply chanting the name of the Lord Narayana, who is the Lord of the whole universe. Narayana Namocharana Matrena Nirduta Kalir Bhavati. Your mind will become pure. You will become free from all impurities and you will reach God. That was Brahma's instruction. By chanting God's name, you will reach God. Brahma said to Narada. Then Narada said, so many names are there. In our tradition, we are hundreds and not hundreds, thousands of names of God. Which one name am I supposed to chant? That question was asked by Narada. Narada pana praprcha tannama kimiti. What name should I chant? So many names are there. That was Narada's question. Sahova Chahiranyagarbha. Now comes the interesting part. When Narada asked Brahma, what name should I chant? So many names are there. Confusing array of names. Some people chant Hanuman Chalisa, some people chant Saraswati, some people chant Triambakam Yajamahe Shiva, Om Namah Shivaya. It's so confusing. Thousands of names and mantras, and which one should I chant? Then, this is what Brahma says. You have heard all of this. I'll chant what Brahma says. Brahma says, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This mantra was given by Brahma to Narada. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Like this mantra, if you chant, every time you chant this mantra once, what happens? You will be chanting God's name how many times? 16 times. In this mantra, God's name comes 16 times. One time if you chant the mantra, you will be chanting 16 names of God. What are the 16 names? 8 names of Hari, 4 times Rama's name, 4 times Krishna's name. In this mantra, there are 8 repetitions of Hari's name, 4 repetitions of Rama's name, 4 repetitions of Krishna's name. 16 times you will be chanting God's name if you chant this mantra once. Iti Shodashakam Namnam Kalikalmashanasanam. If you chant this mantra, Kalikalmashanasanam, all the impurities that afflict our personalities in the Kali Yuga, they will be washed away. This is what Sri Ramakrishna said. Sri Ramakrishna said, chant the name of the Lord, chant the name of the Lord, clapping your hands, and the birds of the sins will fly away. Sri Ramakrishna said. Same instruction that Brahma gave to Narada. Same instruction that Prahlada gave. Same instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. Same instruction Narada gave. Same instruction Sri Ramakrishna gave. Natah paropayaha sarva vedeshu drishyate. In all these scriptures, there is no other simpler way to reach God other than chanting God's name. ततः प्रकाशते ब्रह्म परम ब्रह्म मेघापाये रश्मिमंडलम इव इति. वेन दि क्लाउड्स दट आर कवरिंग दि सन आर डिस्पर्स्ड, सन शाइन्स. सन वॉज ऑलवेज देयर बट वी कुड नॉट सी दि सन बिकॉज क्लाउड्स वर कवरिंग दि सन. In the same way, God is always there within us, everywhere, in everybody. He's never absent, always there, everywhere. But we are not able to see because the cloud of ignorance is covering His presence. By chanting the name of God, the cloud of ignorance that afflicts our mind will be cleared away, mind becomes clear, transparent, and God's presence will become immediate. Apparent, you can experience God's presence. Punar Naradaha Papracha. Narada has one more doubt. The mantra is simple, but how to chant this one? Ko asya vidhi. Vidhi means procedure. What should I do to chant the mantra? Sometimes in the orthodox worship procedure, before chanting the mantra, we have to do so many things. You have to take bath, change your dress, pure asana. We have to sit on a particular place. You have to chant the purificatory mantras. Then you have to do anganyasa, karanyasa, om ram rim rum raim ram ra, all those things you have to do. Vastraya put through, yesterday you have to do. Then we can chant the name. Do we have to do all those things? Then it will become very complicated again. We want something simple. We don't want complications. What is the procedure to chant the mantra? The mantra you gave is very simple, Narada says to Brahma. But what is the procedure? Ko asya vidhi iti. Tamho vacha na asya vidhi iti. Brahma says there is no procedure. Asya na vidhi, there is no procedure. How much simpler can it be made? So Bhagavan, Brahma says to Narada, na asya vidhi, there is no procedure. That means what? Sarvada shuchirva asuchirva patan brahmana salokatam samipatam saurupatam savijatam eti. Sarvada, at all times, there is no particular time. Some people say you have to chant God's name early in the morning before sunrise. Difficult to get up before sunrise, especially in winter. Some people say you have to chant 4 times a day. In the Eternal Companion, which you studied, Tuesday mornings, when somebody asked Raja Maharaj, what are the times when we should do japa? Raja Maharaj said, 4 times are there when you have to do japa. Early morning, middle of the day, evening at dusk, middle of the night. How many of us can do 4 times japa? To do 1 time is difficult. But see, Brahma did not say all those things. At any time, in any place, in any condition, pure and impure, shuchirva, asuchirva, patan. Then what happens? A person will reach God. There is no place or time or any other requirement for chanting God's name. Any place when you are traveling, you can chant. When you are doing something else also, if possible, you can chant. There is no rule. No, na asya vidhiriti. Na asya vidhiriti. If you chant, what happens? We reach God. How do we reach God? Salokatam. Salokya means we'll go to the same place where the Lord is residing. Devotees of Vishnu will go to Vaikuntha. Devotees of Shiva will go to Kailasa. Devotees of Christ will go to the kingdom where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. Devotees of Sri Ramakrishna go to Sri Ramakrishna Loka. Wherever. Salokyatam. Salokatam, samipatam, ego, very samipam, very close to God will be there. The distance between me and God, which is very big now, will close up and will become very close to God. Samipa means we get close to God. No separation. Sarupatam will become, all the qualities of the Lord will come to us. Purity, compassion, everything will come to us. Sayujitam, ultimately we merge in God. Sayujya means merging with the divine. That's ultimate realization, ultimate salvation. Yadasya shodashi kasya Sardakoti Koti Japati Tada Brahmahatyam, that we don't want the Parashruti, all those things. So this is the instruction for the current age. When Narada asked Brahma what is the way, this is the instruction that he gave. Now to chant God's name, we have lot of variety depending on of our taste. If you give one name, chant, everybody chant this name, then same people will like it, same people will not like it. If everybody say only chant Krishna's name, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, some people like it, some people say, oh no, I don't like that, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Some people will not like that. Then our teachers have said, Sri Ramakrishna said, any name of God will carry the same power. You can choose any name that you like. If necessary, you can take the help of a teacher, guru. They will tell you which name to chant or which mantra to chant. Or you can follow your family tradition. Any name of God is good. You can chant the name of Rama, Krishna, Durga, Hari, Sri Ramakrishna, your choice. Shiva, Vishnu, whatever, your choice. Any name of God. And then, if it becomes tiresome and boring, we easily get bored. We want variety. You know, attention span in Kali Yuga is very small. How long is your attention span? 5 seconds. When you watch TV, next time when you watch TV, you notice this one. Any scene will not stay for more than 5 seconds. When you watch news or movie or anything, notice next time when you watch TV. Any scene will stay only for maximum of 5 or 6 seconds, no more than 6 seconds. That's all attention span. There'll be change in the scene. So when such is the short attention span, then it is difficult to chant the same name over and over again. Japa means tiresome. Mind becomes tired. To make it more interesting, Sri Ramakrishna and other teachers said, chant the names and glories of God. Glories of God are described in innumerable hymns. 1,000 names means every name is different. No repetition of same name is boring. 1,000 different names you can chant. Or 108 different names. Or you can chant hymns describing the glories of God. So many hymns are there. In the scriptures, in the Puranas, in the Mahabharata, in the Ramayana. And so many hymns in so many different languages have been composed by innumerable saints all over the country in different centuries. In any language, you can chant the hymns of God. You can chant devotional songs. You can sing devotional songs. Many great saints like Mirabai, Ramprasad, and Purandara Dasa, all those people, their only spiritual practice was composing and singing devotional hymns to God, devotional songs to God. That's all they did. You can do that one. You can sing their songs. And all in Tamil Nadu, Narsi Mehta in Gujarat. Narsi Mehta's famous song, you know. Which one? Vaishnava Janato Te Ne Kahiye. Gandhiji used to sing. That was composed by Narsi Mehta in Gujarati. Very nice song to sing. You can enjoy the music. Somebody singing, we can join. And at the same time, it is spiritual practice. They're chanting the glories of God, describing glories of God. Purifies the mind in a very pleasant way, not boring. So that way, there are so many different ways in which chant the name of the Lord. That is the simplest way to reach God in the Kali Yuga. When we chant the name of God, we should keep in mind a couple of things. First thing is, we should be very humble. We should not have any kind of pride. I am chanting the name of God. I am a better person, superior to other people who are not chanting. Or I am chanting 100 times, they are chanting only 50 times. That feeling should not be there. Humility is very important. Second thing that is important in chanting the name of God is forbearing. We have to be very patient. Patience is very important. And then third thing that we have to keep in mind while chanting the name of God is we have to visualize the presence of God in all and everything. That's the main teaching of Vedanta. God is in everything. God has become everything, Sri Ramakrishna said. We have to try to visualize God's presence in all and show respect to everybody and not claim respect for oneself. So these three things have been given as instructions while chanting the name of God by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Shikshashtakam. There he says in one hymn, Amanina manadena kirtaniyas sadaharihi. How does it say? It says, the beginning of, I forget. Amanina manadena trinadipi sunichena tarorapi sahishnana Amanina manadena kirtaniyas sadaharihi trinadipi sunichena. Trina means a blade of grass. It is always given as an example of humility. When the wind blows, the grass simply bows down. The wind blows over heads. And when the wind stops, it stands up again. But the tree does not bow down like that. When the tree stands up, when the wind is blowing, what happens? Tree is knocked down by the wind. So we should be humble, like a blade of, humbler than a blade of grass. Trinadapi sunichena. Humility is the hallmark of a devotee of God. One thing. Tarurapi sahishnuna. Taru means a tree. Trees is often cited as a symbol of forbearance. Whatever happens, rain or shine or snow, tree continues to give its fruits. Fruits or flowers or whatever. If some people cut one branch of the tree, through the remaining branches it will give its products, shade and everything. If the whole tree is cut, still it will offer itself as a timber wood for making furniture, building homes. Always giving, never complaining. Tarorapi sahishnuna. A devotee of God should not complain. In whatever condition the Lord keeps us, we accept it with joyfully. He is doing it for our good. That acceptance must be there. Forbearance must be there. Amanina manadena. Not claiming respect for oneself, honor for oneself, superiority, but giving respect to everybody, showing respect to everybody. Sadaharihi kirtaniya. Always we should chant the name of the Lord Hari. These are the instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. One more instruction that he gave. When we chant the name of God, we should not go with a list of our needs, shopping list. We should not ask anything from God. Whatever he gives with that, we should be happy. So what we should ask? Only one thing we can ask. And then only the one thing that we can ask is pure devotion to God. Other things, whatever he gives with that, we should be happy. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahitu ki twayi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said in the Shikshashtakam, O Jagadisha, Lord of the universe, Nadhanam kamaye, I am not seeking wealth, money, etc. We should know. Whatever he gives with that, we should be happy. He gives enough. Always he has promised, many, many times the Lord has promised, that whatever my devotee needs, I shall provide. Yogakshemam mahamyaham. Whatever need the devotee has, I shall protect. Kshema, I'll protect. When that assurance has been given, then why should we should ask God, give me this, give me that. He knows what is best for us. So with whatever he gives, I'll be happy. Nadhanam, najanam, not asking for people, followers, disciples, fan club. Nasundarim kamaye, I'm not asking for a good-looking, beautiful spouse. Kavitam nakamaye, I'm not asking ability to write poetry. scholarship, etc. But I want one thing from you. We always have to ask for one thing from God. And the only thing we can ask for God that's worthwhile asking from God is devotion to God. Mama janmani janmani, in all my births, in this birth, and if I have to take more births in the future, in all those future births also, Twayi Ishwari, in you, O Lord, Ahetuki Bhakti Bhavatat, may I have pure devotion. Motiveless, pure devotion. Grant me that one. If devotion is granted, everything else is included in it. So these are the instructions for chanting the name of the Lord. So for this age, the simplest, most practical instruction for a spiritual practice that most people can do under any conditions is to simply chant the name of God and chant His glories. So glories of God. That is the instruction for this age. Now let us reflect for a few minutes and then we will conclude the Sunday service. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinah, sarve santu niramayah, sarve bhadrani pashyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shanti. Om, may all be happy, may all be free from afflictions, may all realize what is noble and auspicious, may no one be subject to misery. Om peace. May there be peace in our hearts. May there be peace and harmony amongst all beings. And may there be peace everywhere in nature. Hari Om Tat Sat. Sarvam Sri Ramakrishna Arpanamastu.